Do you think there's something in the vaccine that's so that makes it possible to detect from the outside with what they've been vaccinated?
The answer is yes, and we already know that. So if you were to look at, I believe it's Exhibit 4 in our preliminary injunction, and I'll send that to you, we actually did mass spectrometry on the shots, on both Moderna and on the Pfizer shots. And in there, we found certain components that do exactly what it is you described, including a chemical compound called luciferase. But if you look up SM102, I think is the Moderna shot, and I think it's ALC1035 in the Pfizer shot. Those have the components to understand who has been shot and who hasn't. Of course, you would have seen lots of other people that have done a variety of studies that people are now sending off Bluetooth signals. That's been well verified. It appears, based on our mass spectrometry, that they didn't actually include graphene oxide in the shots. What I've come to find instead is they included all the base compounds in order for the bodies to produce their own graphene oxide. One of our experts has testified that the use of electromagnetic radiation, EMF radiation, meaning what's coming out of your cell phone signals, will actually cause the growth, a 300% increase in graphene dioxide. Is that right? Hydroxide, sorry. Graphene hydroxide inside the human body. So all they have to do is put the base chemicals into the user, expose them to a certain level of magnetic radiation, cell phone signals at a certain frequency, and those people will actually grow graphene hydroxide inside of them. And you would have seen this again. You know, one of our experts was a mortician. He couldn't get the embalming fluid into the cadavers. About, I guess it was January of last year. And so he opened up their, you know, their arms and their legs, and he pulled out these great giant sheets. They were blood clots, the length of the leg. But after you washed the blood away, there were actually sheets. Those components are ostensibly the graphene hydroxide. So it is happening. We know that for a fact. There are autopsies that prove this. Science approves it. Dr. Ryan Cole, I believe, has quite a bit of that science as well. So the short answer to your question is yes, we know that. People are showing up to airports with fictitious vaccine passports, and the customs agents already know you're not vaccinated. That's a forgery. Here we are in the age of digitization. There's no way that you can fake it.